prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I haven't been opening my mic lately. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You know, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a generous sponsorship by All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Check him out at superhumanradio.net. I'm going to go ahead and roll his music, and we've got a really interesting discussion today. I'm looking forward to talking about.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm good. How about you, Carl?
Wonderful. So,
great day.
I want to talk about prayer today because there's a lot of evidence that prayer is very, very powerful. And this is not about religion. I don't care what religion you subscribe to for this discussion today. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the actual process of praying and what it does for us. We've been talking a lot about, since the new year started, I've been banging the stress drum. Stress is killing us. We talk about meditation as a form of de-stressing. But really, prayer is very, very different than meditation. Where meditation, you're trying to clear your mind. Prayer, you're trying to focus your mind on something that you feel will level the playing field for you if you're dealing with challenges in your life, or bring you peace if you need peace in your life. Now, I happen to know a little bit of your back history, and you weren't always a prayerful person in your life, right?
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, you know, like a lot of people, you know, I think people who grew up in the church and maybe were good their whole life, you know, they don't have the same story as people like me that, you know, I was on the other side of the fence. I mean, I was living in the world, living for today, stressed out. If I couldn't fix it or I couldn't do it, then it didn't get done. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, again, everybody gets to a point in their life where you have challenges. You know, our bodies are designed to pray. We are designed to look for some internal help. And I think everybody can say sometime in their life, they got in some situation. And what do we all do? Oh God, if you're out there, help me.
Yeah.
I promise. Help me.
I just had this conversation with a friend of mine because he's really overweight and I'm trying to inspire him to do something about it. And I said, you know what's going to happen? I said, you're going to be in the ambulance holding your chest. And you're going to say, God, if you let me live, I'll lose the weight, I'll eat right, I'll give up the soda, I'll do all the things. And the reality is, and if you look at people who are convicted of crimes, they end up in jail. They all find Jesus in jail. They all start praying in jail. And it almost seems like, and I'm sure, I can't say I'm sure we're the only creatures on the planet that do this because I've never been in the mind of a white-tailed deer or a rabbit. But but the reality is that humans, we are all about predictability. We want to know what the dangers in our path are. And since we can't know those things, we turn to prayer as a mode of accepting the fact that we can't control everything. And hopefully there's somebody else out there or some deity or some power, or some intelligence or some universe, whatever it is that you pray to out there that can. So you're right. I think prayer is probably is uniquely a human phenomenon. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, look at children. You know, look at infants. I mean, from the earliest of age, they look to their parents. You know, prayer is kind of a combination of asking and hoping.
Yes.
You know?
Great.
So little kids, I mean, you would never say, you know, mama, can I have breakfast? you know that once you ask her, she's going to have breakfast for you. And you now can depend on that. You can hope from that. You're not stressing every day, you know, like some kids who don't know where their next meals are coming from. But again, you know, that's how I believe humans are designed. You know, it's kind of like music. You know, why does music stir everybody? Now, maybe you have a different type of music, because, again, music is a form of prayer. You know, it's a way of clearing your mind, as you said. Right. You know, and it's interesting because meditation and prayer kind of go hand in hand. You know, you've got to be able to clear your mind and to focus on something, whether it's some hope, you know, some, as you said, deity, depending on, you know, what your religion may be. But it puts your body at ease and it relaxes you. You know, again, you know, if we have hope as human beings, stress seems to go away. It's when you, like you said, we don't know what the future is going to be. But I can guarantee for the majority of us, you know, we all have been at the top of the hill. We go down. We're in this valley. Things are terrible. But Monday is on the way. We always seem to come up the other side. And Arnold Schwarzenegger used to say, those things that don't kill you only make you stronger.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting concept on how all that works together.
We've got, some viewers in the audience. Peter Licatos, who lives in Hungary, says he does pray. And he's even prayed for me when I've been down. And I appreciate that.
Wow.
I've had a lot of people pray for me when there's been trouble in my life and they've known about it. Khalid Hamloui, who I forget where he lives now. Isn't that not Pakistan? It'll come to me. Maybe he can post it. He says, no matter what your religion is, when you're in jail, you start believing no matter what. And you turn to prayer automatically. And it helps to be honest. And it's honestly amazing. So here's some of the things that I want to say about prayer for a second. We've all talked about the placebo effect, right? If you believe the pill you're taking is going to cure you, they find that it really cures you. And so look at Ronnie Coleman at the peak of his career. He prayed and he thanked his Jesus. He thanked Jesus for all of his accomplishments. You look at people up on stage accepting awards. The first person I have to thank is Jesus Christ. And I don't want to get stuck on Jesus because this isn't just about the Christian religion. This is about any religion. The bottom line is, if you believe prayer is going to help you, it's probably going to help you. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, yeah. And I was going to just take a step back and talk about why this phenomena happens in prison. You know, let's face it. Today, we are bombarded. Our brains are working 24/7, you know, between social media, people can't leaving that. Used to be, you know, in the old days, when you left your computer, you left your phone at work, you shut down.
Right.
Now we carry our stuff with us. When you get in prison, it's amazing. We take freedom for granted. When you no longer have freedom, you are shut off from the world. Prisoners are all of a sudden by themselves, and they have to deal with the struggle, you know, of what happened, what got them there. And of course, every prisoner is innocent. Right. No one ever did anything wrong. But deep down in their heart, they know something is wrong. And, you know, we have this internal witness, whatever you want to call it. You know, if you're Christian, you're going to call it the Holy Spirit. If not, you say it's an intuition, a second sense or sixth sense.
Right.
But you always
universe.
Can hear this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can hear this voice telling you that you need something. And what do prisoners do? They don't turn to other prisoners. They automatically go, God, you know, help me.
Yeah.
Because they're lost. They don't know where else to turn to. And again, it doesn't matter, you know, what your religion is. But that is just an internal, I don't want to say, I guess it's a survival mode, because
yes.
we don't want to die. We don't want to not have hope. We need some hope, you know, and people in prison have no hope. You know, you're going to be here for the next 15 years. Could you imagine being locked up in your studio, having no contact, you know, 23 hours out of the day?
No, I couldn't. I hate doing it for the 8 hours that I sit here and work.
Yeah, it's terrible. So that's what happens. That's why people, who are in struggles, people who are having, you know, financial problems, marital problems, health issues. Again, they look for something that is higher than themselves to turn to. But as you said, you know, you've got to be able to learn to put your mind at peace. You know, I always talk about the light switch. You know, prayer is nothing more than really turning off the light switch, calming down. So you take some meditation into play, whatever helps you calm your brain down. So you basically clear it so that you can listen.
Right.
You know, because you should be able to get an answer to your prayer, you know.
Right.
But sometimes you have to be able to hear, because it's not an audible voice. It's a feeling. I hear so many people say that, you know, they woke up in the middle of the night and they had an idea. They had a thought. You know, Thomas Edison heard the light bulb. I heard the formula of Kraepelin. I mean, you know, you hear all these things. These aren't aliens, you know, putting things in. You know, this is all part of you know, again, listening.
So Phil James, I'd like you to answer this question too on Facebook. So Phil James says he prays before bed out of habit, and he's always done it since his mid-teens. It turned into meditation, and ever since he started using cannabis, I got to say something here. Phil beat brain cancer, and his use of cannabis isn't recreational like Spicoli on what was that movie, Ridgemont High.
Right.
When he turned 30, I felt better than ever. Makes me curious about people's experience with DMT. A lot of people say DMT is a very spiritual drug. It makes them feel like they can talk to God. But Phil, did prayer help you when you reach your diagnosis? And before you knew anything about keto and ways out of this, did prayer help you? Did prayer give you a feeling like you could beat this, even though you didn't have the answers to beat it yet? Khalid Hamloui lives in Algeria. He's watching us live right now from the country of Algeria.
Algeria.
Yeah.
Welcome, Algeria.
Yeah. So the reality is that it comes back down to something I think that is an evolutionary instinct with us. We want control on our environment. We don't have control on our environment. Prayer is a coping mechanism to recognize that we don't have control on our environment, but we have, as you put it so eloquently, hope. It gives us, and that's what, isn't faith a form of hope? When you have faith, isn't that a form of hope?
Well, exactly. I mean, faith, now you got to follow me on this one. I didn't make this up, but I'm quoting it.
Okay.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, I mean, again, to have faith in something, you're hoping for something, but you believe that it is there. And I put this to somebody one time. They said, well, you know, if I can't see it, I don't believe in it. And I said, well, do you believe in $1 million? Well, of course. Have you ever seen it? Well, no. Well, how do you know it exists? Well, you just do.
Right.
Well, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, you believe it because there is evidence that it exists. And the same thing with faith and prayer. You know, you see evidence. People say, well, there's no evidence, you know, of God. And you go, well, look at, I saw this video. It was really great. They said, open the book up, look at those pictures, look at the words. Did those words just come out of the sky and appear in this beautiful poem? Did the colors just come out of the sky and make these pictures? No, somebody created that. Somebody did that. So, you know, when you see the wind, when you see the sunset, I mean, these are all ways that, again, to help you pray. You know, when I was in school, back before, you know, everything that goes on, I mean, prayer was so important in athletics. Before every game, you know, and it didn't matter whether it was football, basketball, track, didn't matter what religion, whether you went to church, not to church, everybody took a knee and we prayed for safety. We right. didn't pray that we win. We just
right.
prayed that we could go out there, we could do our best, we could be good sportsmanships, and then we wouldn't get hurt. And then we went on our way. But it would fire you up so much, Carl.
Yeah.
And I may remember in college that happened, you know, and I didn't go to, you know, religious schools or anything like that. I went to public schools. I went to a liberal art college. But it was allowed because maybe out of tradition, but I think somewhere deep down, those coaches realized that, you know, that was important for us not to get hurt and to do our best and to be good sportsmen, you know.
Khalid Hamlui says, based on his personal experience, and I know his situation, and he's right about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was in prison, and you pray for 24/7. He says, especially when you didn't do anything to land yourself there. And I know his story. I know a lot of people say, but a woman put him there unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. Phil James answered the question that I put to him. I said, did prayer help when he was first diagnosed? Yes. It overrides doubt, which is useless to my survival. Mm-hmm. Doubt, right? Doubt, and that's the truth. It comes down to faith, the belief that something good can happen. And prayer builds equity in faith. If you never pray, you don't have any real faith. But if you pray, you feel like, okay, I put the time in, I put the effort forth, I have faith that something good can happen. I went to parochial school as a kid, eight years in Catholic grammar, first through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go to church every day. Every day, like a class, we went to church. And we had catechism class where you learned the Bible. And so it was ingrained in me, prayer. And when I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm all freaked out about something, I just start praying the rosary automatically. I start 10 Hail Marys and 1 Our Father. Now, maybe it's the metronome of that. Maybe it's the repetitiveness of that. But it lulls me back. It makes me calm. And it makes me fall asleep. Chris Cross asked the question, do you believe faith put in the wrong place can be a very big mistake? Absolutely. If you can elaborate more on what you're thinking, I'd love to hear it. But absolutely, faith put in the wrong place is going to elicit the wrong response, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, again, I'm going to give you a funny story. I remember there was a phenomena that happened several years ago where overweight people in the South were praying, I'm going to eat all these donuts and I'm going to gain no weight. I'm praying away the calories, praying away the calories. Now, that's kind of it's a true story. But you have to look at, you know, you got to look at faith in motion. You know, you can't pray for a Lamborghini if you can't afford a Lamborghini. You know, you can't pray for $1 million if you don't got a job. So, I mean, and I think, again, you know, things that can hurt you, you know, you can't go on a bridge and pray that you can jump off the bridge and nothing's going to happen. I mean, there are things that take you outside the realm of.
And that's a great point.
Stupidity, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what it is too? Prayer requires a 100% commitment that the outcome is possible.
Yeah.
Okay? It, that's why when people say, like I see things on Facebook where people post these things, pray and God will give you $1 million. Well, everybody knows that that's not going to happen. But prayer requires that the thing you're asking for, the outcome is possible. You know, in order for it to manifest itself in your life. And with that being the case, praying for silly stuff absolutely isn't going to yield any benefit.
And it has to be, you know, again, I'll talk from a Christianity standpoint, which is relevant among most religions, is it has to be the will of God. You know, now, does God want you to have $1 million? It doesn't say. You know, it depends on your motives, you know. But again, you have to be able to have the faith. If you don't have the faith to, you know, get $100, you're not going to have the faith to get $1 million. So it's practice. You know, the more you pray, the more you learn how to get still, the more you learn how to get calm. Let's say you don't believe in a God, but you still do that.
Yeah.
Stress is the number one killer. Yeah. We already know that.
Right.
So anything you can do to help relax you.
It's got to be beneficial.
Sometimes, yeah, for me, music is one of those things that relaxes my soul. It relaxes my inner being. I could be in a terrible mood and I'll put on some music and it relaxes you. Have you ever turned on a song and all of a sudden it took you back to 1972?
Every time. Yes.
I mean, Yes. And that happens to everybody. There's something about music that dates us and puts us into those things. And, you know, then I'll get to thinking about, you know, back then. And for most people, you know, when you go backwards, and I say for most, a lot of people have had some traumatic past. But we usually think about the good things. I don't remember a song and something bad comes up. I always think about something good that happened. You know, maybe about, you know, my mother who passed away years ago. I remember a song. I'll hear a song and I'll remember her. And then all of a sudden I'll start thinking about her or, you know, something that happened. But again, you know, it's all about just clearing your mind, relaxing, and having some hope that tomorrow is going to be better than today.
I'm going to tell a joke on the way out of this segment into the break that kind of summarizes the whole idea of prayer, faith, and the actual possibility of it happening. A guy is praying to God, please, God, let me win the lottery. The lottery comes out, and he doesn't win. The next week, he prays again, God, please, let me win the lottery. The lottery comes out, and he doesn't win. The third time, he prays and says, God, please let me win the lottery. And then God comes down to him and says, how about buying a ticket and helping me out? In other words, if you don't buy the ticket, don't pray to God and ask him to let you win the lottery. You got to put a little something. You got to put a little skin in the game, too. We're going to take a break. And Phil James, if you're still listening, you're going to love the song when we come back from the commercial break. It's one of your favorites. Stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
extreme. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I happen to know that that's Phil James' favorite song by Depeche Mode. You know,
so I got another story for you.
Go, please, please, please.
I was thinking about, well, the commercials. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, about prayer. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the number one topic, but they say it doesn't work. And I heard a story a long time ago that I just wanted to share. You might have heard it. There was a guy. He's in his house and it's flooding. He prays, God, save me, save me. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. Police officer, come on, I can get you out. The water's not that deep. No, I'm cool. I'm good. Water gets a little higher. Now the water's up in his windows. And God, save me, save me. Praying. Rowboat comes by. Come on, get out. No. Waiting on God. Now the water is up to the attic and he's, you know, barely breathing. Helicopter comes up by. Come on, we can save you. Come on, get out. No. God, save me. Well, the dude drowns, gets to heaven. And the first thing he says is, God, I'm praying to you. Why didn't you save me? And he's like, dude, first I send you a police guy. Then I send you a rowboat. Then I send you a helicopter, you idiot.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, we have unrealistic Hollywood expectations when we pray. And I think that's what discourages people. You know, it's similar to goal setting. You know, if you set unrealistic goals, you're never going to achieve them. And the same with prayer. If your prayer request is unrealistic, you know, God usually is. He always answers prayers. Sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's no. And sometimes it's not now. But, right. You know, we want everything right this second.
Right.
You know,
and that brings forth an interesting idea. So people pray for things, but maybe something else comes into their life, not exactly what they asked for, but they don't see that as the answer. Because what they're looking for specifically is what exactly they asked for, and they ignore. They almost don't see the things that are actually happening that could benefit them, and they miss the opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I can look back in my life on things that, you know, you prayed for, how I thought that it should have happened. And then you see a couple years down the line how it actually comes into fruition, and you go, oh my goodness, if I would have got what I asked for at that time, it would have been destructive. I see how things have to get aligned. I mean, you know, if prayer actually works, you know, it isn't a genie in the bottle. And a lot of people think it's like three wishes. You know, I wish for $1 million. Boom. Oh, there it is on the ground.
Right.
You know, we have to do things. And what we have to do is, again, we have to believe and we have to have hope. But it takes practice like anything. I mean, you know, you need to learn how to meditate. You need to learn how to pray. It's not difficult, but you got to practice it. You know, you can't just turn it on when you think it's ready to go. And then, like I said, it's a genie in a bottle. And, you know, this genie is going to appear and grant your three wishes, you know.
I want to mention one other thing real quick. And then I want to talk about you got a new book that was just released, right? So we'll talk about that in just a second. The reality is that whether you believe in a deity, a specific religion, or you believe the universe is who you're praying to, prayer can relieve stress. That's a fact. There's plenty of articles out there. There's actually studies that have been done on one group who prayed and another group who didn't and were faced with the same challenges. And the people who prayed, even if the outcome wasn't different than the ones who didn't, their perception was they were happier and their lives were better.
Yeah.
So don't get hung up on religion when we talk about prayer.
Right.
Understand that prayer is an exercise, as you put, in hope and faith, and it can relieve – your outcome may not change. But as Phil James so eloquently put it, doubt is useless, okay? So if the outcome is going to be the same, why suffer waiting for the outcome if you can be happy up until the outcome? Doubt is useless. Prayer elicits faith and hope. It's really a good exercise. There's no doubt about it.
And if you really want to get to the best place to do this, you experienced it. Go to the mountains where you have no cell service, you have no TVs. And you can, as we say here in Montana, get back to nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you can actually stop and smell the flowers and listen, it's amazing how all of a sudden your brain, you just calm down, you relax.
Right.
To me, that's part of praying, you know, is going someplace where, you know, you can get rid of distractions.
Right.
So whether it's going in a closet, when I was young, I lived in a small house with three kids. Mine was the bathroom, the bathtub. I would go in there, soak, have a book, relax.
Right.
You know, that was the only place in the house that was quiet, you know, other than being able to go to the mountains when I could. You know?
Yeah, but, there you go. That's the urban mountains.
Exactly.
The bathroom. So talk about your new book. You have a new book. I saw a picture of you. I don't know if it was on Instagram or Facebook that you were standing in front of four books you've published now.
Yep. So this is what I call a Dr. Jeff's Health Series. The newest one is my 16-week contest diet tips. So I outlay, starting with week 16 all the way to the day of the show, basically what I did. I give you a little bit of history about, you know, proteins, carbs, and fats, but I kind of lay out what I did. And so many people, you know, are looking for a starting point. They're looking for a secret. And sometimes it's just seeing what somebody else did. Now, that doesn't mean you can follow that and you're going to get in the same shape that I did. But it's going to give you a starting point, and for some, it might work great. So that's my newest book. I've got about 9 planned for this year, so I'm going to be busy writing. But the 16-week diet tip is out. You can catch it at EFXSports.com. I have all 4 of the current book, actually 5 books. I published one about 10 years ago on the dangers of creatinine, but you can get all those books there. And if for some reason you just can't afford and you really want a copy, we are giving away some ebooks at superhumanradio.net. So we always have one book at least available there, or you can email me.
So we moved Dr. Jeff's picture all the way up because we had a conversation. So down at the bottom right-hand side of the website, there's a donate button, you know, for people, what listeners can donate. And Dr. Jeff's picture was right up, right above that. He goes, you know, it kind of looks like I'm asking for money.
Somebody said, Dr. Jeff, I went to Superhuman Radio, and there's a donate. I know you do so much at Supplement Santa, but are we like donating to you or what are we donating to? I'm like, no, that doesn't have anything to do with me.
Dr. J goes to me, you know, can we move that? I think people think I'm asking for money. It was hilarious, but we did. So right now, if you go to superhumanradio.net, the very first thing you'll see on the right side is his handsome mug, and you can click that and you can ask him for a free book. So there you go. But go to EFX Sports website first and look at the selection of books before you ask for one. Yeah. That's all. There you go. Great topic today.
Follow me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow me on Facebook. And if you catch me out at a show in your area, I usually have them there and I'll actually autograph and I pass them out. But yeah, great topic today.
Something we always talk about whole body, whole mind. We talk about the mind and body working together. And this is part of that. You can't ignore it. All right. Yeah. And then next week, we got an exciting topic we just talked about a little while ago. We'll drop that on them next week.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Let's give them a teaser. It's about gene doping. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be about
gene doping.
Yes.
Good or not, legal or not, ethic or not, is it cheating? Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I've been doing in the gym. Everybody wants to know. Stay tuned. Okay, Dr. J, see you later, brother.
Bye-bye.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil is
made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil. Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Nate Morrison is a genius. So, I've been doing 5 sets of everything for forever. Excuse me, I got to drink some water. And after the last Military Fitness radio show, he talked about the force production method. Which is basically, I'm sorry, a warm-up set followed by a set to failure, followed by a second set to failure. And theoretically, if you can do as many or more than the first set really wasn't a failure, so you needed the second set anyway. And that's it. That movement is done. Move on. And during the show, he said something that I really didn't believe. He said that when he and Ian Edgar developed this approach, they literally had a pump for 2 days. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's true. So I started doing it after the show that we did. I figured I'd give it a try. I had a pump on my chest and shoulders for 2 days after I trained chest and shoulders. It's true. I actually think it's kind of a combination of what Arthur Jones was doing back in the day with an extra set to really make sure you really went to true muscular failure with that first set. Kind of like a check set, if you will. I would tell everybody in the audience to check this out and try it. So basically, if I'm training chest, I open up with a pressing movement. I do one warm-up set. And then I pick a weight that I know from my previous catalog of workouts in a 5-set routine where I'm progressively going heavier and heavier, how many reps I should be able to hit with that. Theoretically, I'm fresher, so I'll probably do more. I pick that weight, and I do that to failure. I rest 3 minutes. I come back and I do that same exact weight again. And sure enough, I fail sooner now. So I know that that first set really went to failure. I'm done with that movement. I walk over to pec deck machine. Same thing. Brief warm-up set. Pin it. Pick a weight that I know I can do maybe 20 reps with. Maybe I end up with 25 since I'm still fresh in that movement. And I fail. Rest for 3 minutes, same weight, and try to hit 25 again, and I didn't. I'm failing at 17. I'm like, okay, this is working. Move on to the, and you move much faster. So you're still doing a volume of work. You're still doing volume. But what you're doing is once you fail in that movement and then do your check set to make sure you really did fail, you move on to another movement. I'm telling you, this works. You should try it. If it's time for you to change up your training, give this a try. It's worthy of your time because I can feel the changes and I'm starting to see the changes. And I think in retrospect, I can train more frequently now. I can hit my chest twice a week because I'm not, you know, like Lee Haney used to say, it's all about stimulating, not annihilating. You're not annihilating your body. You're not going beyond the point where your body can actually recover in the time that it's given to recover before you do it again. But when you, and you know, Lee Labrada told Porter Cottrell that that's how he trained. Not that way, but he trained and he stopped before the pump was gone. He said, if you do a set and you don't feel pumped anymore, you went too far. And look at Lee Labrada's body. So I really think that we need to give Nate Morrison's approach, the force production method, a try. If you want to hear more about it, go to the last Military Fitness Radio we did last week and listen to it. Listen to the end of the interview where he describes how to do the force production method and use it. It's fantastic. You'll get in and out of the gym faster. You'll get more volume done. You'll feel great leaving instead of hammered into the ground. You'll be able to train that body part again sooner. And you will, I guarantee it, if you do this, you're going to put it up on my Facebook wall. It's true. You'll feel pumped the whole next day. You'll still feel it. It's a very sensible approach, the force production method. Or reach out to Nate Morrison at militarymultisport.com to learn more. That's all I got today. Tomorrow, we will have Military Fitness Radio. Hope you can make it for that. And stay out of the snow. Drive safe.